Boys from Wuthering Heights, and the title track on Weekend Music Radio, broadcasting on frequency of 6290 kHz in the 49 meter band and 1611 kHz medium wave locally. If anyone would like to write us, 23 South Beechwood, Edinburgh in Scotland. Telephone lines to the studio are open to anyone who knows the studio number. Just give us a call, give us a reception report, we'd love to hear from you. Another record, and then we'll be playing you an interview we had with Francis Callahan at Radio New in Donegal, who've been having some trouble recently. So then we'll listen to Doctor Who and more like the movies on the Weekend Music Radio from Scotland. Doctor Who here on Weekend Music Radio, nighttime service on 1611 kHz AM, and also on shortwave on 6290 kHz, just down in the transmitter room earlier on. Tried to get a 19 meter band rig to go for us, but I'm sure she wouldn't have it. So only on 48 and medium wave. Medium wave will be closing down at around 100 hours UTC, which is 2 o'clock in the UK, and changing to 15043, so that's something to look forward to. But I'm here. Past 0300 hours today, maybe till about 0330 or 400 hours. So hopefully, anyway, we can stay awake. Now, anyone interested in some radio news? Radio North and North Atlantic Radio from Ireland have been in the news just in the past week. Last Monday or Tuesday, they went off the air because of a raid from the department. And of course, Radio North and North Atlantic are 24 hours a day commercial radio stations. And if you ring Radio North, if you ring them, we tried to ring them the other day to get an interview with them, and here's all we got.
Radio North is off the air at the moment. Could you require further assistance? Please telephone 0850-300. That telephone number once again, 0850-300-643.
Radio North currently off here because of a raid by the department. Similarly, they get the transmitter and the studio cleared out. So, no phone news from Ireland at the moment. The monitoring stations are still on Radio Star Country and the other one, KLAN 828 kHz. But no sign of the Donegal station. The only station that's currently active is Riverside 101. And they're currently broadcasting on 100.95 MHz. I spoke to Francis Callahan just a few weeks ago at Radio North, outside the studio. And here's what he told us about the station.
This is Jack Russell reporting outside the Radio North studio in Moss, County Donegal. With me at the moment we have
Francis Callahan of Radio North.
And you're the owner of Radio North, and you set the station up. How many years ago was it since you set the station up?
Close on 5 years. Will be 5 years in operation without any stops, might add. I think October 87.
You're one of the few stations broadcasting in Ireland at the moment that has actually been going since before legislation back in the end of 1988. What made you decide to carry on back then? Because most of the other stations closed down, didn't they?
Well, it's very funny what happened at that stage. A lot of the head names in radio in Ireland at the time decided it wasn't worth the risk. They were going to close down and apply for the new licence. But I just couldn't see the point. And I thought to myself, now there's a lot more brainier people in the business that would understand radio better than I would at this stage. So I prepared, I'm going to use my own initiative and carry on. But I said to myself, I'm going to end up in trouble before it's all over. I've been going to looking back at me and saying to me, it's not because it's nearly 2 years, over 2 years. Not that you know that we didn't know, you know. I don't know, I just carried on.
The $50 million question, Francis, is how much trouble have you had with the authorities since you carried on, you know, since, what, January 1989?
Not a terrible lot. Hello, I would probably know most of the members of the Department of Communications by first name terms at this stage.
Well, you've been through a number of locations throughout County Donegal as well. You started off with Cardona.
We started in Carndonna, then moved to Redcastle, and then moved to Moss. No particular reason in moving to those different venues, just that accommodation suited at the time.
Yeah, but the main, this was the exit, you know, radio enthusiasts all over the place, because Radio North, medium wave 846 is not a different station because the medium wave has remained in the same location, is that correct?
Well, that's remained in the same location for the past 5 years, although we did change the transmitter about 2 years ago. And we do get quite a few DX letters out there from people in Germany, Sweden, France, and of course Great Britain as well.
Yeah. Are you interested in receiving such reports from the different locations?
We are in a way, although at the end of the day we're basically a commercial radio station, if we're more into the radio station from beyond shortwave and all the rest of it, we do answer all the letters.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We do answer all the reports, and you're glad to answer them.
Not really. There's a guy who works with us, I don't know what his DX signal and a number and all the rest of it is. Donald Skelly of Mobile is his name. That's all I know about him. And what I do is I pass these letters over to him, and he replies to them.
Yeah, he takes care of that side of things for you.
He takes care of that side of it in a professional manner.
Yeah. Francis, 6 years ago, it would have been the station name changed from Radio North to Northfield Radio. Was this the same style as involved? What was the reason for that?
There's a bit of history behind that. Paddy Thompson and myself set up Radio North way back in the start, and we parted then in January 88. He decided he wanted to apply for a new license, and I couldn't see the point. So it was basically to give him leeway to apply for a license, because the commission would come and say to him, but you're still in operation, and that was the reason that we changed that state. And then when he failed to get the license, we changed back to Radio North. People seem to associate the station with the show called the Radio North, even though we did change the name, we just changed it back to Radio North again.
Changed back to the old name. One other question. North Atlantic Radio, I suppose, your competition. Maybe you don't see them as competition, I don't know. Don't know the politics of the situation. But we're broadcasting from your old location at Bid Street in Cardona. Is there any connection? Is it ex-Radio North staff to staff at North Atlantic, or don't you want to comment on that?
Well, North Atlantic would be a breakaway faction of ours. We bred that many disc jockeys and radio personnel over the past 5 years. They were bound to go against us sometime along the... I suppose the easiest way was to go into our old studio and use our old telephone number. But anyway, that's besides the point. That's the history behind it.
That's a fall with that one. Your competition on the music side is only North Atlantic, Riverside, and the X station, of course, down at WBC, went for a different audience. How would you see your audience? Are they mostly, well, obviously the country enthusiasts, but is the bulk of your audience in the north, in the south, or in rural areas, or where do you find the bulk of your audience comes from?
I would say over the past while, 95% of our listeners would be from Northern Ireland. Although we started with it, it would have been 50-50. But over the past while, with the setting up the new legal station and the extra competition in the south of Ireland, we've moved more into Northern Ireland. We would cater very much for the over 30 age group, and probably maybe more so towards the rural areas.
Yeah, because there's quite a lot of adults for tractors and things like that, so for the rural farmers and things like that. Francis, thanks very much indeed for showing us around your station, and hopefully you'll carry on with the good work.
A bit of luck will still be here in the year 2000, but anyway, time will tell. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks very much indeed.
From York to New York.
From York to New York. From Finland to Newfoundland. From Scotland to Nova Scotia. We are Weekend Music Radio. Thank you.
Augusta.
208.
If you're in Central Europe, Weekend Music Radio from Scotland. Studio lines are now open. Our mailing address is WMR 23 South Beechwood, Edinburgh in Scotland. And I want to say hello to everybody in the USSR this evening. I believe our signal is getting out there quite well. We were heard last week in the USSR. Not too sure where, because the letter hasn't reached the studio. We've just heard rumour that we've got a letter from there. From, where would it be, Leningrad, or will it be Moscow? Who knows? There's loads of DXs out there now. Another one from Candy Staten from 1976 this time, and Night from Broadway. Nine over 12. Neck and over 12. If you're in Holland, we are Weekend Music Radio from Scotland. Back here on Weekend Music Radio is Kenny Staten and Ike from Broadway. Anyway, 12 after midnight, UTC, 12 after midnight. Hello, North America, if anyone's listening over there. Midnight 12, a little bit early for you guys over there, especially when the 15 megahertz transmitter is off the air at the moment due to technical difficulties. We'll be getting that sorted out later on, maybe for next weekend. Open now, the line is closed. The line is open, I should say. And if anyone would like to ring us, you can do, we'll put you on the air. Anyone who knows the studio number. Thanks very much to you for ringing up. minutes after 1 o'clock in the UK. On the telephone line, we have Big Davey from Scotland, who's listening to us on medium wave, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're there?
I think we've got a technical hitch here. Hang on.
Try that. On the line at the moment, we have Davey from Scotland.
Hi, how are you?
Not so bad. How's the reception up there today?
Great, it's fantastic. And we'd like to send a request from my daughter in America.
Who's that?
Karen. She's in the... Colchester.
Colchester, where's that?
Vermont.
Vermont?
I'm having to ask you, you see, that's why I'm having problems.
I'm listening, I can hear in the background there.
Yes.
Are they all listening up there tonight?
Yes, they are.
Good on you.
Aye.
Anyway, you particularly like to say hello to apart from that, because we've got a lot of people who were in the pub earlier on, in the studio here. We've got Paul from the pub.
Yeah, Paul, yes.
And we've got Alison, who was in the pub, and also Mr. Ike, who was in the pub.
Right.
I suppose you can hear them all in the background.
Yeah, my big hello to all of them, yes.
Got yourself back, Paul.
And so, please, would you do me a favour?
Yeah.
Mr. DJ Gordon.
Yeah?
Tell Paul that I don't mean half of the things I tell him.
It's all a local rumour, you mean?
Yeah.
He's already heard it because you're coming out of the loudspeaker.
Oh, there you Good.
Thanks very much for the call, eh?
Okay, thanks very much. And nice to have your elbow.
Great to hear from you.
Bye.
See ya. There we go. Big Davey from Scotland there on the floor. I don't know if he's still in the line. We'll be talking to him just after. No, he's gone. Okay. Rejoining Queen on Weekend Music Radio with Bohemian Rhapsody. Radio transmitting on shortwave around the world, around Europe this evening. Anyone listening in the USSR are welcome to write to us at 23 South Beach Street, Edinburgh in Scotland. We are WMR. 17 over 1. Another telephone line is to Boston from Edinburgh. How are you doing, John, today?
I'm doing fine, Jack. I've got a letter for you here from Sokolov Artyom of Moscow in Russia.
So that's the guy who wrote to us last week for our transmission last week from Moscow.
That's correct, yes. July the 20th. Weekend Music Radio between 11:45 UTC and 0105 UTC on 6385 kilohertz.
What was simple, by the way?
You're giving a simple signal strength 3 to 2 and the rest 2, 3, 3, 3.
That's not so bad. It's a long way to Moscow, isn't it?
Oh, yes. think he got there reasonably well, considering. And 6285 was some interference on that frequency.
By the way, was there any letters from the USA last week so far?
Not so far. But it could take longer for the mail to reach here from there.
It is Jack, by the way. Yeah, and we've got some people in the studio tonight.
Ah.
I don't know if you've been listening yet, or Roz. Have you been listening to me?
I've been listening to about half an hour or so.
Yeah?
Hmm. I've been busy making up aerials.
Is this for Radio Stellar?
Yes, it is.
So, is Radio Stellar still broadcasting at the moment, or is it off-air?
We're off-air at the moment.
What's that?
Oh, I've some problems with the transmitters.
Yeah, yeah.
But we do hope to be back on air. I said earlier about September, but possibly mid-August.
Yeah,
by the middle of August, we should be back on here.
Not sooner than mid-August.
Sorry?
Perhaps sooner even.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Depending on how things go.
What frequency will that be?
Well, it'll be on 11416 kilohertz, using possibly 100 watts.
Uh-huh.
I've got a crystal for 6293 kilohertz in the 48 meter band.
That's a good frequency, actually.
Well, it'll be better than 6320, which is ruined now with the ship-to-show stuff going on there, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if any of our listeners out there know, Jock, but there is an awful lot of activity from... there's a lot of laughing in the background, but... just supposing me do some rough things here. But there are some coastal stations currently using the 49 meter band since the 1st of July, and that is Skivvy on radio, and also Postis Head Radio, and they're using between 6310 and 6320 kilohertz. Contiguous IDs in Morse and also Teletype. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have, and that's really annoying because we used to broadcast in 6320, so we'll be coming on 6293 using about 50 watts.
50 watts?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I hope it'll be good enough before 11 o'clock in the morning when Orion is 6290.
Yeah, yeah.
So it'll be coming on about midnight on a Sunday morning, right through till about 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
On that frequency.
Good.
And we're also going to be coming on 11390. So it'll be two frequencies in the 25 meter band. It'll be 11416 with 100 watts. And 11390 with around about 20 watts.
Don't you think it'd be better to use a different band with the 20 watt rig? Just to sort of compensate propagation if one band is closed, the other band may be open.
Well, you could say that, but the other thing is that transmitters can break down, and the 25 meter band is a good listener's band. Radio waves uses 11,400 kilohertz.
Yeah.
So you do get good propagation into places like Germany, Switzerland, etc. Up there.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can get retro reception as well, just for shortens. So the thing is with the transmitting equipment, my main priority will be that band. And if I get a breakdown in one of the transmitters, the listeners should still be able to hear me in the other one.
Ah, right.
The annoying thing about 15:50 around about then, you're never able to hear it, you know, until very long steps.
That's right. And also, sometimes the band's open, sometimes it's closed itself. There's very little in between, it's either open or closed, you know.
That's right. You're right there, Jack.
Right.
You're putting in a cracking signal tonight.
We're coming in quite good, are we?
Very good here.
Yeah.
Very good in Edinburgh.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I'm also hearing radio fax on 6205.
That's quite a good thing today.
Very
good today. I was listening all day, in fact, to the guy from Radio Caroline who's in the program.
Uh-huh.
And it sounded very good.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
I'm also hearing Radio Marin on 6240.
Yeah, I heard Johnny Roger Ello on 6230 as well.
Ah, yes.
That's coming in quite good.
Ah, but there you go.
But I don't know if you're doing much in the satellite direction these days, but I noticed there's a few new radio stations come on after.
Ah, yes.
There's Holland FM, that's on the movie channel, on Channel 18, Transponder 18. There's also Sunrise Radio on Transponder 18, the movie channel. But this one has always been taken off medium waves. You're the London station on 1413.
That is Kilo Satellite. And
the modulation is so bad.
Most of the past couple of days, but the modulation was so bad, it sounds as though it's with TDI and
everything.
Oh, it's taking off reading this from a distance, you know?
Yes,
yes.
Well,
I'm not crappy radio.
Transponder 13. There's National Europe Radio on Sat 1.
There's a new one, an English one called Quality FM Europe. And it sounds as though it's been run by the IBA.
It's a good time to broadcast to classical music, country music, pop music, rock music,
all sorts of things. There's got to be a quality station with
more students, your identity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It sounds as though
it's been run by the IBA, sort of.
The voices on, I don't know if you've heard that one or not.
Well, I'm testing them all, yeah?
Oh, right. Well, you're going to see Jack, you should thank you, WMR on the air. Possibly till 4 a.m.
Yeah, I'd like to try that.
If you have a minister to come in, the best time seems to be on the phone, around 2 a.m. till 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I think.
I believe the signal, though, actually sort of increased around 4 a.m. because it's
what we call daylight enhancement,
but it becomes between
dark
and daylight, there's a sort of in-between period.
And it's called
daylight enhancement, and the radio signal seems to propagate
very well during that period. I don't know if you've noticed that in your reception reports or not.
Most of our reception reports in America will be between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m.
Which is daylight.
Yeah,
daylight enhancement.
Yeah.
It's, grey line on 15 megahertz, believe it or not. It's amazing. Propagation is amazing.
Sure, propagation of well would be amazing to me.
Yes.
You know?
It's so unpredictable.
That's right, yeah.
Yes. I was going to say, you can to Bill with his listening.
Oh,
yeah. Radio.
From Livewire, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if he'll give you a call up at some stage tonight.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. And the big old still battling on.
Uh-huh.
It's a shame about the band being so mucked about with these ship-to-show stuff, etc.
That's right, it's just suddenly came on, eh?
Aye, there's not really a lot of available space now on that band.
No, you can't go above 50 10, though.
No. So there we go, Jack. All the best for Weekend Music Radio.
Thanks very much, John.
I'll be giving you a call during the week.
And,
I'd like to wish all the listeners all the best. RSI will be back on here. Before mid-August.
Okay, thanks very much indeed, John, for waiting.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay,
bye.
Bye for now.
There we go, John Wilson is up online there. I don't know if he's on here. No, he's gone. He's now put the phone down. It's Weekend Music Radio, broadcasting on the 49 meter band, shortwave, and we're transmitting to Europe on 6290 kHz and also locally on the radio wave 1611, and we're saying hello to Davey and Gina, also Charlie, and also to everyone up there at the fair, not the road. Clean and level walk here, you'll be on air. Telephone lights to the studio are now open.
I make a big light, clean in the street, gonna be a big. Hey, you got mud on your face, you big bitch.
Thank you.
currently 1:30 in the UK, midnight 30 hours GMT. It's weekend music radio transmitting on shortwave 49 meters and also medium wave. On the line at the moment we've got Steve from Total Control Radio. Steve, how's the reception of WMR tonight?
Well, on shortwave, it's on 1698, it's blasting here. And I can also pick you up on medium wave 1611 as well.
You're picking up the medium wave down in England?
Yes, yeah, that's right, yeah, it's a really good signal. About 10 minutes ago, there were two duck stations communicating with each other. So obviously, when he was coming up, he was causing you a little bit of interference.
Yeah.
But when it's clear, you're coming in quite a bit differently. It's just not working on medium wave.
Have you never had a medium wave working?
No, I didn't actually. No, I was only in the telephone station.
I was
going to say,
you're about 15 megahertz
at a
medium wave.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
I actually had another transmitter on the go tonight to try to repair it. And it was 2 o'clock this afternoon, right through till about 10:30 this evening.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to repair it. I got it off, and a rest in between. I don't know if you can hear these actors on
the radio.
Lots of people here in the studio and they're all drinking beer and it's a local place, you know.
I'm
saying nothing more.
They
can't get away with the name Muff because of the radio. Did you hear the radio off just earlier?
Yes, I did, yeah.
They
have to come from
a place called
Muff,
and the
boys in
studio can't get away with it. The name of the place, you know.
I heard the test on
6300
as well, by the way.
Well, isn't that
actually?
That's right, yeah, yeah. That was the transmitter actually. I tried to fix it today.
Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't get it to work properly on 19 meters. And the 48 meter bandwidth is not switchable. Yeah. The only thing that's switchable is the one that's on medium at the moment. I had to operate the rig as it's sorted on 48 meters.
Yeah.
The 48 meter band rig is much better sounding, so I just have to use it, you know. Hopefully, the next time I'm on the air, I'll be able to use the same, you know.
So you're going to be on 19 meters tonight then?
I'll switch the medium rig over maybe 0100 hours UTC. Or 130 or something like that, because the conditions in North America are quite good tonight.
That's right, yeah.
I can hear WWV very strong.
Oh, yeah, I haven't checked that, I must admit.
There's a few other things coming in, which from America. I heard that station KA4MUJ, which is an American amateur station.
Oh, yeah.
They're very strong, you know. So 15 megahertz is certainly wide open to the USA.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty good at the moment, isn't it? Yeah.
Hello, Total Control Radio, you're on my back.
That's right, I was on last Saturday night.
Yeah.
I found out about half past 11 in the evening.
BST.
Yeah. On 6300 kHz. And I checked it for about, I think it was about half past 12, midnight 30. And there was a QRM on the frequency, some sort of whooshing noise.
Yeah.
Quite well anyway.